something here is going to affect Americans probably no more than a collapse economically if something should happen. So a twofold question. First of all, let's assume, God willing, that we don't have any terrorist attacks on this homeland here in the United States. What happens to the economy? What happens to people's pocketbooks? Are they going to continue with a pretty decent lifestyle, or are we still going to be in for some bumps?
I think bumps is a great understatement, and if the terrorism goes away tomorrow, we are headed for a great world depression, which will be larger than the depression of the 1930s because the excesses are so much greater today than they were.
So this is, you're saying without terrorism, we're still headed down the wrong road here economically.
Nothing will stop the depression, which is spreading all over the world. I just spent a couple months out in the Pacific, and I will tell you there is a global depression that is already in place. It's in Europe. It's all over Asia. It's in the United States. The greatest debt pyramid in the history of the world, all over the world, including inside the United States, is coming unraveled. We have a deflationary depression that is spreading across the face of the earth as we speak. Unemployment is growing rapidly all over the world. You have 120 million people unemployed in Japan, in China. In this country alone, you have 10 to 12 million people out of jobs. There are cycles that should take place every few years, and where you go from real strong economy to weak economy, strong weak. But our Federal Reserve has tried to eliminate those cycles in the last 20 years by just pumping massive amounts of money into the system. In the last 6 or 7 years, Alan Greenspan's created $5 trillion in new liquidity to try to keep the stock bubble going and the stock and the whole economy from going down. All this does is create more debt. And the debt pyramid is now coming unraveled. We saw record bankruptcies last year, 1.6 million bankruptcies in the United States, highest number of personal and corporate bankruptcies in the history of the United States. We are seeing the financial markets with major cracks. They've rallied some in the last few months. We're moving into some very, very difficult times. It will be a 1930s type depression, only worse, because the debt is so much more worse today. The people are so much more extended and so forth. So,
all right, let's factor in then a terrorist attack now. What happens? Does this speed that up tremendously?
Sure. It accelerates the uncertainty and fear, just as 9/11 did. It takes a bad situation and it exacerbates it. So terrorism, war, the uncertainty of those sorts of things makes a bad situation worse. The bad situation is still there, however, no terrorism, we're still going to have it. But, of course, it's worsened if we have terrorist attacks.
Now, let me take the devil's advocate role for a moment and someone say, so what are you advocating? We get out of the stock market and we go into different areas, or do we just tough it out and continue to invest doing what we do?
Oh, I think if we continue doing what we're doing, many more Americans will go bankrupt. You and I were on this program last September.
Yes.
And I talked about some of the things that were coming. Sadly to say, many listeners that listened to our program last September have either lost their jobs or have gone bankrupt in that time frame, because it's just true across the whole country. We are seeing people lose jobs. 485,000 Americans lost their jobs so far this year. 485,000. We will see another year of record bankruptcies. So people doing what they've been doing the last few years, it's not working. It's not working. People need to understand why things are falling apart. There was an $8 trillion drop in the stock market. Now it's recovered back, so it's come back a couple of trillion dollars. We're still in a long-term bear market in the stock market, which will take stocks down incredibly lower than they are now. The stocks today are trading, S&P 500 is trading about 32.5 times earnings. Highly overpriced.
Mm-hmm.
At the bottom of this bear market.
What should it be, by the way, Don?
5 to 8 times at the bottom of the bear market. 5 to 8 times earnings. These are the most overvalued stocks we've seen ever, and they reflect two things. Number one, stocks have not come down enough. Corporate earnings are collapsing. General Motors just saw a 30% decline in its earnings, and if you look at North American operations, their earnings are down 94% over the last year. Dow Jones, which publishes the Wall Street Journal, just seen its earnings drop 43%. Maytag just saw their earnings drop 63%. Boeing has seen a 100% drop in its earnings, and by the end of the year will have laid off 40,000 employees.
Where are those people going to go to work?
Well,
what
see,
do they
they're
do?
Not, George, and the problem is we are transferring our manufacturing base out of the United States so rapidly. We're shutting down factories, moving jobs to Asia, especially China. These people are losing their jobs, partly because of the slack economy, partly because factories are being closed here. And on the other side of this recession, millions of jobs will never come back. I was just in the Philippines. I've seen it. American jobs are being moved to the Philippines. They're being moved to China and to Malaysia and to Taiwan. And these jobs will absolutely never come back. So what we're looking at is the beginning of a tremendous long-term drop in America's standard of living. You got 10 to 12 million Americans out there that don't have work. A lot of them have just given up and are no longer even trying to find work. Our government understates the unemployment. They claim it's 6.5%. It's closer to 9.5% in the real world. Those people are no longer going to be buying widgets and going to Walmart and buying their Chinese goods and so forth. And so there's a downward spiral that is taking place. Wall Street, Washington, the Fed, they deny it. They try to put a smiley face on everything and say everything's going to come up roses. But the reality is we've never had more people losing jobs than since the middle of the Great Depression. We've seen people lose 50% of their assets in the stock market. Now they bounce back a little bit, and so people are saying, well, let's go in and buy more. They're going to lose the rest. The real estate bubble is now incredibly vulnerable, and with mortgage rates going up, mortgage rates have just jumped up to 6.43%. They've jumped from under 5 to over 6, about 6.5% just in the last month or two.
I got to tell you, I moved from St. Louis to Los Angeles, and I am in shock at the prices of houses in the Los Angeles area. Now, people who live in this area are probably saying, well, yeah, you probably haven't seen the worst of it yet. I mean, the home prices down here in this region are incredibly, I think, overpriced. When does that bubble explode?
Well, a lot of real estate investors think it never explodes, but of course it does. If you go back to the 1980s, we saw a 50% drop in real estate in Texas. You could buy a $200,000 condominium on auction in the mid-80s in Houston, Texas for $10,000 to $15,000.